Fire ripped through Banff's historic Rundle Memorial United Church late last week, completely destroying the kitchen and causing significant damage to other areas of the church. The fire closed down a thrift store and a play school. Church services have been temporarily relocated. "It's so sad, but the fire department was amazing and they were really quick on the response," said Marlo Reed Gibson, the church's property chair. "I was told that we were 5 minutes away from losing that whole beautiful 1920s iconic building." The fire department was called to the church at the corner of Banff Avenue and Buffalo Street just after 8:30 p.m. on Friday, March 15. In total, 17 firefighters, including the pump crew, were on scene for about 2.5 hours battling the blaze. When Deputy Fire Chief Carrie Martins arrived, she said was met by three staff from the shift store who told her they were locking up for the night when they noticed flames in the kitchen in the basement. "Looking inside, I could see smoke had filled the upper half of the room in the basement, which houses the thrift store, and staff were able to confirm that everyone was outside and safe," said Martins. Crews arrived, quickly made entry to the kitchen area and were able to knock down the flames and extinguish the fire. Fire was contained to the room of origin. The fire department says the cause of the fire is unknown at this time, but the church says it was accidental and may have been caused by a space heater in the kitchen. The Rundle United Thrift Store first opened its doors in its current form in August 2009 in the Ark Room in the lower level of Rundle Memorial United Church. It was created as the 30-plus-year-old rummage sales at the church needed a more permanent presence in the community. While the thrift store hall did not burn in last Friday's fire, Reed Gibson said everything has to be disposed of because of smoke and other damage. "It all has to go," she said. "While most at the thrift store are volunteers, there are some paid staff. We've had to say, 'I'm sorry, we're not going to have a job for you for the next little while,'" said Reed Gibson. "For a lot of them, that's their second job, so it's going to cut into the affordability situation, which really sucks." The town of Banff helped secure a temporary location for the displaced play school at Banff Elementary School in the area used for the after-school program. A Banff Music Retreat spring program and church choir have also been displaced. "And then, of course, Sunday service will be in Canmore until further notice," said Reed Gibson. "We're hoping that we'll be able to do something where we seal off the bottom of the church, like the part that's really burnt, and then be able to have the upstairs resume as normal." A church has stood on the present building's location since 1886, the first to be built in Banff. It was originally a Methodist congregation, then a local union church from 1916 until the formation of the United Church of Canada in 1925. The present building was constructed in 1927, following the 1925 formation of the United Church of Canada. The church was renamed in 1941 after Reverend Robert T. Rundle, the first Christian missionary to arrive in Banff, from Cornwall, England from 1840 to 1848. As of January 1, 2023, the Rundle Memorial United Church in Banff and Ralph Connor Memorial United Church in Canmore officially amalgamated to become one church with two campuses under the Ralph Connor name.